Who's here?
Oh my God!
It's C. Thomas Howell.
It's your favorite guest on the Heidi and Frank show.
See, we my birthday.
It's your favorite guest. See, that's your birthday present. What do you think?
And what an appropriate topic, talking about loud sex.
Oh yeah, I bet C. Thomas Howell has made a girl howl a time or two.
He's very rambunctious in the bedroom. How you doing, buddy?
I'm a whaler.
I thought that about you.
Yeah.
You got that quality.
Yeah.
Well, you mentioned before C. Thomas came in, you were like, "Oh, is it really the couple that's loud, or is it just her?" And they do say in the news story, she's 34, by the way, the wife is allegedly the loudest. So that's when I saw the story. I was like, "Are guys loud? You grunt maybe, but you're never like
alone. I am crazy." Yeah.
So how have you been?
First of all, let me. No, how have I been?
Yes, how have you
how
been?
How have you guys been? Well, I went to Woodland Hills, and I was in your empty garage looking for you guys.
That's right.
I'm so proud. Look at you. You're grown up. You got jobs.
Again.
We got jobs.
Yes, you're so responsible.
We're in corporate America
this
again.
This is huge. This is the biggest thing ever, isn't it?
Eric reached out. He was like, I thought it was a prank.
Oh,
really?
You're like KLOS. They would never hire. What?
Come on.
Replacing Mark and Brian? What are they hiring?
No, that's never.
So proud of you guys.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
I brought something awesome for you.
You did?
Oh. I thought that was for me.
That's what I'm getting at.
My Lord.
This is basically tequila in a date.
It looks like that thing the gay guys were traveling
with. Is that awesome? You don't want to travel with this because somebody will tape it to the outside of your bag and embarrass the hell out of you.
And you never want to drink out of the bottle of this one.
It's a high-end tequila, Frank.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, I've learned a little bit about tequila.
Yes, this is very nice.
George Lopez turned me onto that, by the way. So, you know, if it comes from a Mexican,
you feel
it's
like
the
it's,
real deal.
It's the real deal. I remember once when Katamas was on the show and we killed an entire bottle of tequila.
Yeah, I know. I feel like we'll probably never be able to do that again.
Yes, we will.
Oh my God!
I'm opening it. It's my birthday.
It's your birthday. That is true. And it would be rude. You know, a big famous Hollywood star brings you a bottle of tequila. You can't. You have to try it.
Yes,
and it's from George Lopez.
We see each other every now and then. And I got to go to the movies to see you. I saw you in Spider-Man.
I love you, man.
I saw you in Spider-Man. That was awesome.
That was so cool.
And now you're getting to that age where you get to play these, I think, better characters.
Some gray hair,
no,
some
you're
wrinkles.
No, you're sexier than you've ever been.
I love you.
You're sexier than you've ever been.
And
I'm love that salt
more
and pepper.
Than ever. You know, I mean, it's tough going from a kid actor, a child actor.
Not many people do it.
You know, especially without going through the Betty Ford Clinic.
Yeah.
You spend some time
and
there.
And you never
usually.
Had to do that.
No.
Well, let's get started on that.
Yes!
I'm opening the tequila.
Yes, that is so awesome.
Do we have shot glasses here? Because I really don't want to drink out of this bottle.
I want a picture of it if you do.
What kind of rock station is this? We don't have shot glasses on demand?
We should have put it in the contract.
There should be a shot glass dispenser on the wall here.
Frank, we should have put it in the contract.
Did we not have an awesome show the last time we drank tequila?
Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding
me? Was it just us thinking we were awesome?
Sometimes it does go like that. Yes. You're like, how hilarious are we right now? And they're like, how long are they saying? Because seriously, they're annoying. They're really, really annoying.
If you want to, oh my God. Look at Mark with the shot glasses.
Thank you, Mark.
Yes, I like the way you think, my friend. You're buying the red solo cups.
You know what I love about you, Frank, is that I never expected you to actually. I thought, you know, I'm going to give him this and he can have it
at home later.
Yeah. No, you can't hand him alcohol and then expect him to wait.
Beautiful.
It's never happening.
I haven't even had eggs yet. This is great.
I have hard-boiled eggs in my bag if it would make you feel better. To have breakfast before
7:40 in the morning. Happy birthday to me. Here.
All right, why not? It's your birthday.
It is my birthday.
Oh,
you can play along at home.
Am I supposed to, that's bigger than a shot.
No. It looks bigger because it's in a big fat cup. So, hey.
Cheers to you guys.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Birthday. Happy birthday. Happy
Thanks,
new
Katamas.
Job.
Yes.
Love
Happy
you
everything.
Guys.
We're riding on top of the world right now, and it couldn't be better. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Here we go.
Oh,
that's good. That's really good.
Wow. You're in for it, people. I don't think you know what you're in for.
That's fantastic tequila.
I think Drank Framer is going to come out today.
Oh, no. Sunset Chimp.
Drank
You'll
Framer.
You'll learn all these things. Oh, you'll learn everything.
You'll learn a lot of things about me. Before we go to break, we got C. Thomas Howell with us. He's going to hang out with us. He's going to sit through the commercials here and sit through them. No, I mean, he's going to enjoy
them. Enjoy them, even dance about products that he can purchase.
But I want to take this call first. Let's go to Melody first before we actually take the break. Let's go to line 7. Hello, Melody.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hey, Melody.
See, Thomas Howell is here.
Who is?
Thomas Howell.
Thomas Howell.
Oh, dear.
Right? Am I the best you two can do?
Either you or Craig Shoemaker.
Can you get a guess that somebody knows?
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. You're fine.
Melody, you don't remember Pony Boy?
Who?
Oh, dear. Oh, boy.
Oh, I know.
Another helmet-wearing child.
How old are you, Melody?
You know what? 50.
Oh. Yeah, there you go. You wanted to say that you're liking the new show, right?
I do. I think you guys are doing a fantastic job, you know? No, really, because you know what? You guys were under a lot of pressure.
Yeah. You
know? We are, but after we had tequila, I don't really care anymore, honestly.
You know, I mean, you guys had to come on, you know, and you were up against a really good show prior, and I think you guys are doing a fantastic job.
Well, thank you so much, Melody. Tell all your friends, okay?
I will, and I want to wish you a happy birthday.
Thank you, sweetheart.
And I think you're 44.
No.
I'm 42.
Ooh, I'm sorry. Mm. Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry you're 50.
I don't think he's all that offended.
But, you know, one other thing.
I'm offended.
You know how old Thomas is.
But, you know, I just want to say one other fantastic thing that your birthday is on. You know, today is the grand opening of the new NFL season.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Big game this Sunday night for me, my team.
Oh, okay. What's your team? I need to know. I didn't hear it yet.
My team is the Denver Broncos. Now, I know I'm probably going to make a lot of enemies here because I'm sure the KLOS fans have a lot of Raider fans.
How are you not a Colts fan being from Indiana?
I'm a Ram fan, so.
You're a Ram fan.
I am.
Wow.
And they might be back in town.
They might come back to town. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to this NFL
Melody.
Season. Who's your team, Thomas? Do you have
a Packers guy.
Packers?
Yeah.
Heidi?
Yeah.
Indianapolis Colts.
Very good.
Oh, okay. You're a Colt fan?
Well, I'm from Indiana.
Oh, okay.
But I got Peyton Manning at the Broncos. Sorry, people. It's all mine.
I know. That's going to be very interesting how he does.
Melody, it was great talking to you, but we do have to take
a break. It's the Sports Minute with Melody.
We're going to come right back with my birthday and more C. Thomas Howell. We are Heidi and Frank.